Chapter 8. Exercise. 1. If you're one of the countless people whose mind and body have been overworked, you need a program that will give you a more positive and energetic life. The health management program offered by the ABC Well-Being Institute. This program lasts for 6 weeks and consists of 3 different components: daily targets, walking plans, and eating plans. Each week, you'll be advised by our health experts and introduced to new physical activity targets. Are you serious about improving your life immediately? Then, you can start by enrolling in our fantastic program today. Two. Are you under stress? There are plenty of studies whose writers emphasize the harmful effects of stress. However, stress heightens all of our biological systems, so that we can deal with an approaching threat, such as an enemy, a natural disaster, or the fact that some idiot built the fire too close to the cave. Changes occur inside our body that give us the strength or the sense to fight a predator or hightail it out of there. What happens to your body under high-intensity stress? Your concentration becomes more focused than a microscope, your reaction time becomes faster, and your strength increases. Historically, stress was good as long as you could survive it. 3. For thousands of years, humans looked up at the stars and wondered. Slowly, as civilization grew, the Egyptian priest astronomers learned to tell the time of year from the stars. Since they could predict the arrival of the annual floods that came down the Nile River, the stars were considered holy. The holiest of all their jobs was to design and build the pyramids, and they used the stars to line up the pyramids with the main compass points. Later, navigators learned to use what we call star compass to find their way in the Mediterranean Sea. Also, explorers who traveled in the desert used the stars to find their way at night. Polynesian navigators made use of the stars and found many other clues in the Pacific Ocean, in which island groups are located quite far from each other. 4. When you write your resume, is it better to include your personal information? The answer is all up to the job. Conventions vary from country to country, but whether you are single, married, or living with your parents, this is one aspect of your resume that is hard to get right. Sometimes, for example, when the job involves traveling, it may appear positive to be single. However, if the job requires someone who is settled and secure, a married person may seem more suitable. If you choose to include your personal information, be aware of 2 things. First, ask yourself what conclusions someone screening your resume might draw from your statement. Second, decide whether it is relevant to the application you are making.